Hare Krishna. So we are seeing a section from shloka number 17 to 35, which is Nishkama Karma Yoga for setting an example. So Krishna is telling that, O Arjuna, if you're still a very great personality, it's not that you can ignore your work. Still you have to do your work without expectation of result. For what? For setting an example. And then Krishna said in text number 22 that we saw, that even I follow the injunctions of Shastra. Why? To set an example. Now he'll continue the same thing. He gave an example of Janak Maharaj in one of the verses that we saw. And now he's going to give his own example of actually one should do prescribed duty. So let's see text number 23 today.
Yadi yaham navarteyam jatu karmanya tandritaha Mama vartamanu vartante manushyaha partha sarvashah.
Now here Krishna is saying, yadi, if aham na varteyam jatu, if I ever fail to do or engage in what? Karmanya atandritah. Karmanya atandritah is performance of prescribed duties. How? Atandritah. With great care, with perfection. If I am not able to do that, what will happen? O Partha, Manushyaha Sarvashaha, all the men who are there, Mama Varta Manu Vartante, they will follow me. Certainly. That is he. So here, Krishna is making a very, very important point that why he is following the rules and regulations when he comes down to this world, this earthly planet. Why is he doing that? To set an example for everyone who are going to follow him. Now here, Prabhupada is making a very important point in the purport. Although such rules and regulations are for the conditioned souls and not Lord Sri Krishna, because he descended to establish the principles of religion, he followed the prescribed rules. Now this point I would like to elaborate on rules and regulations. So, rules and regulations are meant for conditioned souls. So, whenever we say conditioned, we have to understand conditioned by three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance. Especially passion and ignorance. So, what happens when someone follows the rules and regulations of scriptures? When someone follows the rules and regulations of scriptures, from the Vedic scriptures, the person is saved from gliding down to the modes of passion and ignorance. Most of the time, people are stuck in these modes of passion and ignorance. And because of that, they are not able to make much progress in their life. But as soon as they start following the rules and regulations of Shastra, or the Vedic scriptures, slowly they start elevating their consciousness higher and higher and higher and come to a mode of goodness. And by the mercy of the Lord, through His instructions, the person transcends the three modes of material nature and comes to the platform of pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. It's very funny, sometimes people say, oh no, I don't want to follow rules and regulations. Why? I want freedom. I want to be free. But the fact is, the ones who don't follow rules and regulations, they are completely bound by the three modes of material nature. Tell me, where is freedom now? No freedom. Only the ones who follow the rules and regulations, they are having actual freedom from the three modes of material nature. So this is about the conditioned soul, the one who is stuck in the three modes of material nature. But when it comes to Krishna, he is guna-atita. Guna-atita. He is beyond the three modes of material nature. Why he has to follow the rules and regulations? Just to show the living entities, especially we, human beings, how the rules and regulations should be followed, and how one can transcend the three modes of material nature. Here it is said, common men would follow in his footsteps because he is the greatest authority. So when it comes to Krishna, he's the supreme personality of Godhead. He is sarva karana karanam. So who can be much greater than this personality? No one is equal to him or greater than him. Asama Urdhva, this is one of the name of Krishna. Asama means equal, not equal, and Urdhva. No one is greater than him. Asama Urdhva, this is what is the word that is used to describe Krishna. And here it is said, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood that Lord Krishna was performing all the religious duties at home and out of home as required of a householder. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto or Krishna book, it is very nicely given how Krishna would be acting like a normal householder. So Krishna got married to how many wives? 16,108. And when he married all of them, it was not like he was spending time with one and after 16,108 days, another person's turn will come. At the same time, he would be there in all the 16,108 palaces. And every day morning, Lord would get up in the Brahma Murta time, early in the morning, which is 1.5 hours or 2 hours before the sunrise. And he would get up, touch the clean water to purify himself. Who is purifying himself? Who is called as Pavitra. All pure is purifying himself by touching the water. And then he would sit for meditation. Now it's a question, whom this person is meditating on? The entire world is meditating on him and he is meditating on whom? There's no one else eligible. He himself has to meditate on himself. So he'd be sitting early in the morning for meditation and he'd be meditating on himself. So after taking bath, after meditation and all that, he would nicely dress himself. It is described that every day he would be giving 13,000 plus cows, which were nicely decorated with silk garments and silver hoofs and some gold ornaments, nice garlands, to many, many qualified brahmanas every single day from all the palaces. So 13,000 cows for one brahmana, you can imagine how many brahmanas will be there. And from each palace, he would be doing that. And then his charioteer will come. He'll mount his chariot and he would go to his sabha, Sudharma Sabha. He would go and then he would do various administrative work, whatever would be needed. So in this way, Lord Sri Krishna proved very, very nicely that how a householder should behave. Especially when Narad Muni would come. Narad Muni was a very nice, is a nice devotee, very, very intense devotee. He is supposed to go around the entire universe to deliver various personalities. But when Krishna was here onto this planet, especially in Dwarka, he would just be around Dwarka, some or the other place, going and visiting Krishna. And whenever Narad Muni would come, Lord Krishna would get up from his throne. He would go and welcome Narad Muni, offer prayers, touch his feet, wash his feet, and then offer him the seat, a higher seat, and he would come down and he would start asking instructions from Narad Muni. This is called as setting an example. Krishna was setting an example for every living entity, especially for human beings, and in that also especially for the householders. But now there might be a question, but what about those pastimes where Krishna danced with the gopis, the Rasa Leela? What about those pastimes on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where Krishna was supposed to be looking like he was cheating? What about them? So we need to understand a very important point, that yes, he was doing all that, all those pastimes, which were seemingly transgressing the principles, the laws of scriptures, which are given by Krishna himself. But you have to understand why, what was happening there. Krishna is ready to break the laws made by himself for the pleasure of his devotees. Let me give you a simple example from Mahabharata on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. One day before, Bhishma took a vow. Today, I will kill Arjuna. Or, so this is how a devotee, he gives option to the Lord. First option, I'll kill Arjuna. Or, second option, Krishna has to lift a weapon. Now Krishna had taken a vow that he'll not lift any weapon. But Bhishma was like, I'll make sure that Krishna breaks his own vow. And what happened on the battlefield? Bhishma was shooting arrows after arrows after arrows, showers of arrows onto Arjuna. And at some point, Arjuna was not able to manage those arrows. Bhishma is a Maharathi, Arjuna is a Maharathi, and we can just imagine the fight between both of them. But Bhishma's arrows were overpowering Arjuna. And this Krishna saw. And Krishna couldn't take it. Now both the sides devotees are there. Even Bhishma is a devotee, Arjuna is a devotee. And at the same time, Krishna has to make sure that Bhishma's vow is fulfilled. Now, he cannot allow Bhishma to kill Arjuna. But then, what did Krishna do? Just to make sure his vow is maintained, Krishna took up a wheel and he started running towards Bhishma. And when that happened, Bhishma, with a very, very nice smiling face, kept his weapons down and he was standing with his folded arms, folded palms, welcoming Krishna to get killed by him. And the other devotee, Arjuna, was there. He was holding the foot of Krishna, the legs of Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna. Don't do this. This is the scene where we can easily understand that just for pleasing Bhishma Dev, Krishna took up the weapon. And not a weapon, it was just a wheel of a broken chariot. Here we can clearly understand how much Krishna values the words of his devotees. Krishna is ready to pull down his own image in front of the entire society just to make sure the words of his devotees are maintained. And how foolish those people are who say that this Krishna is a characterless person. This Krishna is a person who breaks the laws of the scriptures, the rules and regulations of scriptures. They are foolish, they are mudha. They don't understand what is given in scriptures, they don't understand the mood of Krishna. But here it's very clear that Krishna transgresses the laws, the principles of Shastra just to please his devotees, to maintain the words of his devotees. But now the question might be, what should we do? Now Krishna, we have to follow Krishna. So what are we supposed to do? Because sometimes the words of Krishna and the actions of Krishna, there might be a discrepancy between the two. Very simple. We have to follow the words of Krishna. We cannot live Govardhan, then how can we enact Rasalila? How can we follow, imitate Krishna? So it's a very important point. We have to follow the instructions of Krishna and not imitate Krishna. So this is what is the point that is very, very important to meditate on in this particular verse. So Krishna is very clear that I am setting an example. I need not do anything. I am the creator, I am the annihilator, I am the maintainer. I need not follow the rules of scriptures. I have given the scriptures. But still I am doing it because if I fail to do it, the entire human society will follow me and they will be on a wrong path. So I am doing it, O Arjuna, and you are also expected to do that. With this, Krishna is going to speak about what will happen if he does not follow the injunctions of Shastra. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.